Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and toothpaste.
Toothpaste? What flavour toothpaste?
Pen flavour.
Pen flavour toothpaste. Well, welcome, pen flavour toothpaste. Now, today is a very exciting day. Why's that, toothpaste? We have reached over 1 million downloads of the podcast, which we actually cannot believe because it's just a silly little podcast that we've been doing. But we are so grateful for everybody who listens and writes into us. We do have lots of emails we need to reply to. So we're so grateful and thank you. We hope we're glad to hear that you all enjoy the podcast and keep listening. But what book are we reading today, Toothpaste?
The Pool.
Oh, and did you want to say something about, did you want to apologize? No. Chester wanted to say sorry that we didn't end up reading the other books on the Wednesday, but we've been a bit busy. Okay.
I already said that.
I know. We did actually record this and then the sound wasn't right. So we had to re-record and Toothpaste hates having to record again. Anyway. All right. Bluey the Pool.
I was already angry on the first one.
Why were you angry?
Because I didn't want
to
do it.
Oh, he just wants to watch something on TV. Because he's allowed to on weekends when his little brother goes to sleep. All right, Toothpaste, come back here. It's a hot summer's... We had some things drop on the floor. All right. It's a hot summer's day and Bluey wants to know what the family is going to do. Nothing until you've cleaned your teeth, says Mum. But Bluey doesn't want to. That's boring. Boring things are important too, says Mum. But Bluey thinks that if boring things were important, then that'd be more fun. Dad burst in. Let's go for a swim at Uncle Stripe's pool, he yells. Yeah, cry the girls. Don't forget the swim stuff, calls Mum. But Bluey, Bingo and Dad are already rushing out the door and into the car. Mum is such a fuss pot. She always makes us do boring things, says Bluey. She does, says Dad. When they get to Uncle Stripe's, Bluey leaps down onto the footpath. It's hot. Ow, ow. Bluey and Bingo don't have their thongs. And now, if you're not from Australia, thongs are flip-flops. That's what they're...
What are flip-flops?
Flip-flops are thongs. They're shoes, slides that you put on your feet in summer. So Dad ends up carrying them. I'm a giraffe, Bingo's saying, because she's all the way on top of his shoulders. Then it's time for Bluey and Bingo to put on their rashies and sunscreen. But Dad's forgotten them too. Oh, biscuits, he says. We'll just have to stay in the shady bit and we'll put our hats on, says Dad. What hat, says Bluey. I think he's forgotten those too. Bluey does a bomb into the pool. This is going to be fun. Bingo wants to jump in too. Dad, can I have my floaties? She asks. Sorry, Squirt, I didn't bring them. Bingo's not sure what the cruelly thing is either. It's the pool cleaner. Bluey wants to swim all the way to the other end of the pool, but she can't go into the sunny bit. You've got no sunscreen on, reminds Dad. Dad, is the shady bit going to get bigger or smaller? Asks Bluey. Bigger for sure, says Dad. I meant smaller, says Dad. They're all huddled up on the steps because that's the only part in the shade and the rest of the pool's in the sun. And the pool doesn't seem that much fun anymore. Dad, I'm bored. Dad, I'm cold. Dad, I'm freezing. Dad, I'm hungry. Dad, I'm starving. Dad. Okay, can everyone stop saying Dad, says Dad. I think Dad is actually boring. Mum is way more fun, declares Bluey. A warm voice floats into the pool area. Oh, that's nice to hear, says Mum. I brought all the sin stuff you left behind. Mum, they're yelling.
This is a soul.
Okay. Mum even remembered to bring morning tea. Toothpaste is eating a lollipop and you might have to use yourself to clean your teeth after. Does toothpaste have to brush its own teeth? Or do you just automatically have clean teeth because you're toothpaste?
I just need a toothbrush.
You just need a toothbrush.
Because my teeth are made out of toothpaste.
After they've eaten, Mum helps Bluey put on some sunscreen and Dad helps Bingo with her floaties. So boring things are important sometimes then, asks Mum. Yes, agrees Bluey. Goggles mean Bluey can place torpedoes. Floaties mean Bingo can escape the crawly thing. And sinkies take you to the very bottom of the pool where you can see all sorts of things. They're having the best time in the pool. The end. And that is the end of Bluey the Pool. Well, thanks for listening today. And thank you to everyone for listening to our podcast a million times, over a million times. We'll see you next time. Bye.